The people driving the project, which I call Improving Audio Boo, sorry, turn off that radio, have come up with a real good one now, and this is what this Audio Boo is about. This is the latest task. It's Friday morning, and I've got to get my head in order to address this task. Now, I was up late last night addressing the other ones, so I... Right. Now, the very interesting question is this. If you were going to describe Audio Boo to somebody who's never used it before, how would you do it? A brand new potential user. Oh, I wish that dog would shut up. Actually, to be fair to him, outside my house is some builders arriving. So I better say, good dog, Rocky. Good dog. Good dog. It's okay. I'll come down and deal with them. Oh, bloody hell. Right, okay. Back to the question of how would you get Audio Boo across to a builder who had never used it before? That's what I translate this task into. So these builders outside my house are just coming today, and how on earth would I get them turned on to Audio Boo? Now, isn't that a great question? That's what it amounts to. They've never used it before. Now, how would I do it? Well, here's my basic principle in life. Right? Simple basic principle in life. The way to turn somebody on to something is not to tell them about it. Right? You don't tell them about the thing you want to tell them to turn them on to. You don't extol the benefits of Audio Boo to people who don't know it. You don't do that at all. You start with where they're at. So I get in conversation with the builder. I find out what the builder is interested in life. No, not I don't know when I'm talking about a builder, whether I'm talking to a person. I haven't told you what gender these builders are. But anyway, I can't tell you what, they might be doing a job, right? And they couldn't give a damn about the job. What they're really interested in is fishing. So what I do is I have my alert antennae. I mean, I actually am on a mission to convert the whole world to using Audio Boo, right? That's the crude bottom line. But the way I'm going to achieve it is by putting on first a decent shirt and getting ready for the day today. But I basically find out whether this builder is into fishing or not. And if the builder is into fishing, you see, I then get my mind around the way in which somebody could actually improve their fishing by being on Audio Boo. Now, they might, in addition to being interested in fishing, be interested in building up their reputation. They might be hoping to, write a book someday about fishing, or a guidebook, or an anecdote, a storybook about fishing, or they might be writing a film script about fishing. So basically, I go at it from the point of view, to in a nutshell, of the person's deepest interest, right? Their deepest interest. If somebody's in business and they're not really passionate about their business, I'm interested in getting them hooked into Audio Boo via what they are passionate and interested in. And to me, I drop Audio Boo into the conversation in the most casual way. Like, look, you imagine what you could do. And look, it's ever so... And the other thing is, the next point is, it has to be described to somebody as being extraordinarily easy. And I do happen to think it is extraordinarily easy. It's a doddle. Any old fool can do it. But there's a third thing to be overcome, right? Third thing to be overcome is terribly important, and it represents one of the biggest psychological barriers in the way of the expansion of Audio Boo in the direction that I want it to go. And it's the personal side. A lot of people are brought up to believe that, or to experience that their own voice is not very attractive. And it's a stupidity and a thing that they get. It's based upon a real experience that you hear your own voice in a different way from the way in which you hear other people's voice. And you find it a bit difficult to get used to your own voice when you hear it played back to you via audio. So I also find that I have to deal with the issue of often unexpressed resistance from a person to Audio Boo based around something that is to do with the sound of their own voice. So off the top of my head, there are the three factors. It is work from where the other person is at. In other words, there'll never ever be a formula, except that is a formula in its own right. What did I say was number two? I forget. And the third one is about overcoming the resistance that people might have. Anyway, I'm distracted by my dog and getting dressed and getting going. And they're my first opening thoughts in relation to what I think is going to be a very interesting collection of about four questions related to how to get Audioboo to new users. It's actually a terribly important issue because it's very, very easy for those of us who are using Audioboo to say, wow, this is wonderful. And gradually, the community will shrink because, I mean, to be blunt, some of us mad enthusiastic users of Audioboo will die off someday, and that'll be one less in the community. And it's new blood, new blood, new blood. And I absolutely love trying to get my address the challenge of how to, okay, this is a Audioboo community, how to suck a new user into the fold. And thank you, McColgan, for the kind written words which I read a few minutes ago. You're a really good Audiobooer. Anyway, it doesn't matter. You know all about Scotch pies. Bye.